holding a grudge against the person, and there are five different se'ifim in this chapter. So it says, se'if Aleph, mitzvah chesed shehizgira otanu haTorah, the mitzvah of chesed that the Torah warned us about, ein chiluk bein le'ohev bein le'sone. There is no difference whether you hate the guy or whether you love the guy. You still have the same chiyuv to do chesed. V'afilu ad me'a pa'amim, even if it's 100 times, if you hate the guy, you have to keep doing chesed. Shekein be'er haTorah b'feirush. This is explicit in the Chumash, the Inyan Mitzvah Sashamas Aveda. When it comes to the mitzvah of returning a lost object, the theme, ki tifka shor oivecha. You're sure of your enemy. Okay? Mechein lehin mitzvah sprika. It discusses when it comes to the mitzvah of unloading someone's donkey, helping him with the load or loading it up or unloading it. The theme, ki tiresh chamor solecha. When you see the donkey of your enemy, the one you hate, roves tachat maso, and it's standing underneath its load. Bechadalta me'azov lo, and you try to not help him, to abandon him, to not unload the animal. Azov ta'azovimo, you have to unload it with him. Now I'm reading to the Gemara that double lashon azov ta'azov de'achiyu hu afilu ad me'a pa'amim. Even if it's 100 times, 100 times. Now, let's continue here. So the issue is, he's going to get into it much more down in the Be'er Mayim Chaim in the next halacha, so I think we should just roam right in there. So now we're talking about who are you allowed to hate? What does it mean in the Chumash when we're talking about the shore of your enemy, that you hate him? Who are you allowed to hate? So this is d'oraisa to hate somebody. Can't just hate them. That's why we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. Sinas chinam. We have that problem. So what is the Torah talking about here? So in Sif Beis, we're going to try to clarify it even more. V'lo mibayi. It goes without saying. Imu sono shelo kadin. If you hate the person without any justification. Kigon. What would be a non-justification to hate somebody? That is, in a person, you ask the guy for a loan, you ask the guy for a favor, you ask the guy for anything. Do something nice for you, let's go out together, whatever it is. And he says, no, I don't want. I'm not going to lend you something, I'm not going to help you with anything. You're not allowed to hate that guy. That is asur. If you have any hatred in your heart against this guy, you are violating an Isser D'Oraita. Okay? No question about it. And the famous case that the Gemara brings is when you ask the guy to borrow, somebody comes to you, ask the guy to borrow, Bezalel asks Avram to borrow his axe. And Avram says, no, I'm not lending you my axe. The next day, Avram has the chutzpah to knock on Bezalel's door and says, can you lend me your axe? Mine is not working. I left it out to somebody else. Can I borrow yours? Chutzpah, if Bezalel doesn't lend it to him, right? Doesn't lend it, says, who the heck do you think you are? No way. So he's over two d'oraisas. Number one, he's over vengeance. He took vengeance. He's not lending because you didn't lend me. Okay? Seems very rational. If you don't lend me, I don't lend you. Mashmalani, this is our Isa for not lending. And even if he does lend, this is coming to us now. Even if Bezalel says, okay, I'm working on my midos, I'm not like you people from Lakewood. I lend my things and I'm going to give it to you with a full heart. And he gives it to him, but he's upset. Inside, he's hurt. He still has an Issa D'Oraisa Bezalel, not Avram. Avram's fine. He just has mental issues. He doesn't like to lend things. That's a mental problem. Fine. But he didn't do any Issa D'Oraisa here. Maybe he can't, he doesn't know how to lend his stuff. Doesn't know how to do it. Can't. But Bezalel, even when he gives it to him, he says, I'm not like you people. We do good things. We lend. Still, Bezalel has an issur d'oraisa. Why? Not vengeance, but bearing a grudge. So there you see there, that Gemara is the paradigm to understand what he's controlling your feelings now, Hashem. Even if Bezalel gives the object, but in his heart, he's furious at the Avram Badush. Furious for him not lending. That is an issur d'oraisa in his heart. Low detour. You cannot put in your heart this hatred. And that's down. There's no Rishon that argues. The place where there is a machlokas Rishonim is a slightly different case. If Avram Badush punches Bezalel in the face, and then the next day comes to his house and says, can I borrow your boxing gloves? When it goes far, okay? At this point, now is Bezalel allowed to hate Avram Badush for punching him, and then I'm not giving him, I'm not lending him anything, boxing love, he just punched me. What kind of chutzpah, like what? So in that case, we have a machlokis we show him, whether or not Bezalel is allowed to bear a grudge against the guy who's not now, it's an active negative. He's not just not giving him a positive. When he just, Avram didn't give Bezalel a positive, didn't do him a positive favor, a tova, the second Bezalel gets angry or hurt or anything, he is out. He has an issur d'oraisa. Lack of a positive is not enter. However, the presence of a negative, if he actively does negative to Bezalel, now you have a machlokas rishonim whether or not you can hate. The mainstream position seems to be that Bezalel is allowed to hate until Avram asks for mechila, pays for his medical bills, his new teeth, whatever it is that he broke. He's allowed to hate him until Avram Badush does tshuva.
The Musa that the Rashiva gave to was.
And if you look in the Sefer HaFetz Chaim, he holds over there that that's an issur d'oraisa also, and you should be machmir because he holds the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos HaGadol both hold that even in that case, where Avram did an active negative to Bezalel, cannot hold it, anger in his heart towards him. Okay? And that's where the Chafetz Chaim Paskins over there in another book, not here. So those are the cases where the place where you have a heter, so those places, because you didn't do me a favor or because you hurt me, is not what the Chafetz Chaim is talking about here as hating a person, kiddin. Kiddin is, we're going to see in a moment, when Bezalel sees that Avram Badush does an avera, a big avera that everybody knows is usser, okay? He sees him eating big sandwich, okay? He sees him doing something that he's allowed to hate. There is a heter to hate people. There is. With their actions, however you want to say it. Okay, but the idea is, you can hate, but not because you didn't do me a favor when I asked you. You left me out when we were having a party the other night. You didn't invite me. On any of those types of things that you have a hatred in your heart, you need help because that is not a heter to hate. Okay? Maybe when he hurts you, active hurting, steals your money, punches you, then you may have a heter to hate. Okay? Everybody got it? But know for sure you can't take vengeance in either of those cases.
In the moment,
we said there's a Chafetz Chaim that says that while Avram Badush is punching Bezalel in the face, Bezalel can strike back and hit him right there, back, boom. And he will not have a din in Shemayim because we're not Malachi Asharis, the Chafetz Chaim says. No one can control their midos, their self so much in the moment when they're being humiliated or beaten to not react. You can laugh, but after a few minutes, says the Chafetz Chaim, and you calm down and Bezalel's got his composure and he's relaxed, the second Avram turns his back, so to speak, he cannot, no more vengeance. It's over. You can't even talk about Avram. You can't do anything. That is a very, very easy thing to say. This halacha, it's a very hard to live, very, very hard, okay, very hard. Everybody always has the story with their miserable neighbor.
I just got a call this week. The miserable neighbor is driving you mad and causing you difficulties, doesn't want to help you, et cetera, et cetera. Is calling the police every time you do something slightly off and doesn't bother them at all. You can't hate these people. Maybe you could say if they're calling the police on you, that could be an active negative, and then you have those Rishonim to rely on to hate. Okay, but if they're just not going to sign a paper, as I told some people last time we did these halachos, they're just not going to sign. You want to expand your house, you want to build another room, and you need the neighbor's signature to expand your house to get a permit, and he won't sign. You can't hate the guy. You're not allowed to hate him. You may want to hate him. You may want to crush him and get him back and kill his family for what he's doing. You may want to, but you can't. You can't hate this guy on any level. That's it. He didn't do me a favor. It's nothing. Nothing. I have to let go of it in my heart. Let go of it in my heart. That is the premise that's happening here. Now, if you're interested to know how to let it go in your heart, the Chafetz Chaim, not here, but in the book Chafetz Chaim, in the introduction that Rabbi Drela skipped when he went over the book, which he wouldn't have, maybe I'll go back to it at the end, the Chafetz Chaim brings the language of the Sefer HaChinuch, who says how to get rid of the anger towards the guy who even hurt you. It's clear the Sefer HaChinuch holds, even if the guy punches you in the face, you can't hate him. Now, how do you not hate a guy? How do you do that? Maybe in the moment you can punch it, but 2 seconds later, you have to smile and say, okay, it's all right. I love Avraham. How do you do that? Asks this Sefer HaChinuch. The answer is, and this is the for me, one of the most powerful Musar Shluzim you can have, is that you just say to yourself very simply, he says it in a footnote, the Sefer HaMitzvah. How to do this. All you do is say, listen, this is Bitzalam. Avraham Baduch, if he and every other person in the yeshiva wanted to punch me in the face, and Hashem didn't want me to get punched in the face, I'm paraphrasing now, then Hashem would not let Avraham Baduch punch me in the face. There's no way that fist hit my face unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu's signature was on that fist. It was nigzar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I am going to suffer that punch in the face. So now, Rabbi Green always used to say, I'm not going to do it today, I don't feel well, but I can't. Wish I could. Maybe now Michael will do it first later. But Rabbi Green would say, when you hit a dog with a stick, what does the dog do? He always bites the stick, says Rabbi Green. He actually the motions of the dog biting the stick, as opposed to the person who's hitting him with the stick. The dog does not know to go after the guy hitting him with the stick, maybe after. While the stick is in motion, all the dog does is try to grab the stick away, and then he growls at the stick. He says, that is us. This is the Sefer HaChinuch. When Bezalel gets mad at Avraham, Avraham is just a stick. Who's the guy swinging the stick? Who is that guy? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is deciding that the Avraham Abdush is going to be the stick that beats Bezalel. So a dog bites the stick, bites Bezalel, and gets angry at the Abdush. Okay, that's a dog. But a developed individual realizes immediately this has nothing to do with Avraham Abdush. This has to do with me and Hashem. Now, who the heck is going to go yell at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and get angry at him? A normal person, some people do, especially now. But in general, the normal person, when he's got all of his mental faculties, he's not going to get upset at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How dare you, Hashem? How dare you, Hashem, allow Avraham Baduch to hit me in the face? How dare you come in here right now and talk to me about that? I don't have a one-on-one, meaning you, Hashem. Nobody does that. Nobody's going to do that unless you're not well. But the normal person is going to say, wait, Hashem wanted Avraham Baduch to punch me in the face. What do I have to learn? What am I going to develop? What do I have to see here? What did Hashem want me to see in this moment? Why am I getting this? Is it to educate me? Do I deserve something? Did I do some avera? Have I been punching other people? Do I need some? What's going on here? That's the chiddush of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, to break out of hatred of your friend. Because even if he hurts you, even if he, for sure, if he doesn't do you a positive, that's pashut. If he hurts you, are you capable of abstracting the situation to realize that every moment is a Kadosh Baruch Hu and you and him are one? He's talking to me right now. That punch was a love punch from Hashem, not Badush. If you can think that way, you're out, says the Sefer Mitzvahs. You're out. You have no problems. It's over. You won't hate anybody. You won't have hatred. You won't. You may stay away from it or make sure that you're ready when he comes to punch you. You're ready. You know, you're not stupid. You don't want to get punched again. But you're surely going to be immediately going and thinking about doing tshuva, doing positive things. Maybe I haven't given enough love to Avraham Hadush. Maybe that's my problem, says Bitzah. Who knows? Something's wrong here that I'm getting punched by nice boys. What? Something's wrong. Why are they doing this to me? So what normally happens for the normal human brain is they come straight to the Mashgiach. They go straight to the Rosh Hashiva, the Magen Shir. Avraham Hadush punched me. Help me. There's one approach, and for sure, maybe the Mashgiach has to help him and do something to Badush to stop him. But that's our job. But what's Bezalel's real job? Job is to start thinking, what is Hashem doing now? Why is this happening? And then you are in a different universe. That's the only way that he brings to get out of this Isser Daraisa. Even according to the Shittas, that if the guy does an active negative, you can't hate him. With that introduction, it's happening every. I got a call on Friday of someone who just had the same thing that I gave him this discussion of all this raid to look into. It's happening all the time. All the time where our feelings are being hurt by people around us, whether we know it or not, whether the person wanted to hurt us intentionally or whether it was accidental and by accident he didn't mean it. Regardless, we are such sensitive people in general, that these things are happening all the time. There's hatred flying around the table before you. You can't even, if we had a hatred meter going around on people's hearts to broadcast their level of hatred towards people that they're smiling at, etc., it would be shocking what you would hear. I mean, we used to talk about something like that. I don't know, some machine that would everything you were thinking and feeling were being broadcast on a screen above you. Something like that. That was what he was a big thing. Imagine how embarrassed you'd be if all of your thoughts and feelings were broadcasted amongst all the people around you. You'd be devastated. That's what we have to work on. That's what we have to work on here. This is, right now, Amos Chesed is trying to attack the heart that we have. It's very dirty. Very dirty, as it was made to be dirty. Hashem made it to be dirty and gave us the Torah to clean it up. Clean your heart. Now, the problem is nobody knows what's going on in there. That your wife, maybe your children, I'll meet them, your therapist guy, they know what's going on in your heart. Nobody else knows. Nobody. You people. And even they don't know everything. They know a little bit here and there. We have to be people who try to make this halacha. It's one of the most. And when you do this, I tell you this, the second you start letting go of this anger of the person who's not doing for you and giving to you and whatever it is hurting you, the second you start this meditation on Hashem and what does Hashem want, I'm telling you, the many, many issues that you have, all of a sudden Badush is going to start giving you presents. It happens all the time. It happens, not all the time, but a lot. A lot of what you can't get the job done, the neighbor, this, the whatever, all of a sudden just letting go and bringing Hashem into that moment, all of a sudden everything works out. Somehow it works out. All the time. But maybe really if we were capable of really internalizing this message, maybe it would work all the time. Maybe it would. But one thing is, pashut would always works. You are not an angry person. Anger is gone. And anger, this is the antidote to one of the worst traits you can have, which just makes you miserable and everyone else around you miserable. That's pashut. That this will always work to get rid of anger. Or you may have a lot of anger towards Hashem. But then we can talk. Hashem has what to say. Hashem can respond. We can have books to combat anger towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have those sfarim out there. That we can work on. When you have anger towards your friend, you're dead. You really believe that Avraham Baduch punched you. It's very hard for you not to hate that guy. Very hard. Very hard. Oh, you can maybe make him into a Nebuch and say, okay, he's a poor guy. He's a this. He's a disaster. You know, he gets beaten every day by the Madrid, so that's why he starts beating me. You can do all those tricks to try to make Avraham Baduch something. You know, he's nothing, skin, Nebuch. I'm here 4 years, the poor guy's here for a few months, he doesn't know anything, he's a loser, he'll grow up. You can do that, that's b'di'evit. It's a b'di'evit way to get rid of your anger. The l'chatchila way is to say, Hashem is wielding the stick of Badush. He is Badush. It's all Hashem. And then, Badush is a non-issue. The real, what your pain that you're feeling, it's a non-issue. Of course, it's harder to do that when it's someone who's closer to you who's doing the inflicting of the pain. Let's stop here. It's 9:30, so I'm not feeling well today. Tomorrow we'll continue here in Halakha Maaseh Land. Okay.